Welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Your host is the founder of the UK travel planning website, Tracy Collins. In this podcast, Tracy shares destination guides, travel tips, and itinerary ideas, as well as interviews with a variety of guests who share their knowledge and experience of UK travel to help you plan your perfect UK vacation. Join us as we explore the UK from cosmopolitan cities to quaint villages, from historic castles to beautiful islands, and from the picturesque countryside to seaside towns.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 94 of the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Can you believe it? Episode 94. Doug and I have been very busy for the last few weeks doing a lot of itinerary consults. So we know you guys have got some fantastic plans to visit the UK this summer and into the fall, autumn and winter. And we've even been talking to some of you about trips next year. But we do know that quite a few of you have booked with our favourite London photographer, Domi of Scale In Studio. And Domi is here today.
Hello, everybody. So I'm so happy for being here. Join our next episode. So thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Domi. And for some of our listeners who have not heard the previous episodes with Domi, you can listen to Domi talk all about her photography and London photo shoot in episode 16. And also, Domi has a feature in our episode 54, where I talk about my top experiences in London last summer. And one of those was to have another photo shoot with Domi, which Doug and I absolutely love to do when we're in London. And I had a wonderful solo photo shoot with Domi in Notting Hill last April, which I absolutely loved. They are some of the best photos I've ever had taken of myself. I absolutely love them. And I don't say that often. So I thought this episode, it would be a great chance for Domi again to talk to you guys so you could get to know her a bit more and also to share her knowledge and expertise around London and where the best spots are for photographs. So that's what Domi's here to talk about. She's got lots to share with you. So do you want to go ahead, Domi, and start chatting all about where the best photography destinations are in London?
Of course. Thank you so much. And then, so because London is famous for many spots, so let's start with the famous Tower Bridge. It's like must-see spot, and you can take amazing photos of each side of the bridge. If you're lucky, catching the bridge opening makes an awesome photos moments as well. And another spot you might also hear, maybe less than Tower Bridge, would be St. Paul Cathedral. And then I will give you and share my tips I only share with my clients. There is a restaurant where I think this is 15th floor, 15, and then get shots with the cathedral behind you. This is super spot and view. So I always bring my clients over there to just catch this moment. And as well, if you like the restaurant for lunch, which is the modern European restaurant. And then also another spot you're going to see this everywhere is London Eye. And then here as well, another tip, because it depends of what time you're going to be around Westminster or around London Eye, this is where you should go. So if this is a very sunny day and you're around like 7 a.m., you should go on the south of the river side, and then the sun is going to be on your face and it's going to be beautiful and the lighting is going to be great. If you're on like afternoon around like 12 o'clock, you go on the Westminster Bridge. So the sun around, like come around a little bit, and you're going to have the beautiful sun, the sight of the sun on the bridge. And then like later, especially during summer when the day is very long, early evening, you should go on the north side of the river where you can take the pictures when the sun as well follow you, and you're going to have the pictures just on your face. And this is important because when you're taking pictures, like I am taking photos of my clients, when the sun is on another side, it's just so harder to take pictures. It's not the same quality. So that's why this is very important. I will add this information to you, like London must know things about photos. So that will be my number ones. Later, I will share you more stuff about Redfern Box and all this kind of stuff. So how that sounds for you? Absolutely. We took all these pictures, right? Maybe we are missing some power. We should go there.
Yeah, I was just thinking when you're saying that. So we have got some lovely pictures at Tower Bridge that you took. And we also have some lovely photos that you took of myself and Doug last summer of the London Eye when we stood on Westminster Bridge, but we haven't got that wonderful picture with St. Paul's in the background. So I think we'll put that down for our next photo shoot, Domi.
Yes, we see. I still have so many things for you that we didn't take the pictures, and we have already like 3 photo shoots or 4 photo shoots, I feel like.
I think we've had 4 photo shoots now.
Yes. So yeah, guys, if someone who listened to us and book already a photo shoot with me, we have to meet again for our next session because London has so many places to discover and take the pictures.
So one of my favorite symbols of London and the UK is a red phone box. And I actually have an article on my website all about the best phone box locations. But we've actually had a photo shoot with you, Domi, at probably one of the most famous set of red phone boxes in London.
And I know when we went, there was a big queue, but you kind of know the secret to that, don't you?
When you're on the Westminster Station and you take exit 4, you have to turn right and walk straight. And you're going to realize this magic red phone box from far away because there are a very long line to wait to take the pictures. And then, yes, this is like sometimes is like good 1 hour of waiting. But there is like 3 red phone box. So the first one, the closest one to the Big Ben is the most busy one because this is the tourist seeing red phone box. Oh, wow, let's do that. But then when you look a little bit further, there's next red phone box and it's so much less people. And it's even better because there is like less people. You don't have to wait in the line. And secondly, around you is less people because on the first red phone box, there's a like, cross line. There's so many people always crossing or waiting on the line. Or about the second one, there is no of this thing. So you don't have like 1,000 strangers for the people on your photo with the magic spot. But also there's another things if you don't like people. I mean, if you don't like people on the photos, then I would suggest you to wake up like 6 a.m. and reach the spot on the morning, early morning when all tourists still sleeping and relaxing. And then you can take these pictures 7 a.m. with nobody. So this is what I suggest you. I always wake up for my clients so early because I want them to feel comfortable with nobody around and as well like to don't have the strangers on the photo.
Yeah, I know when we've been with photo shoot with you, you're very good at asking people to get out of the way and out of the picture.
I'm still doing this in a very kind way, right? Like I'm not...
Oh, yeah, no, you're very good. I'm not saying you're not rude or anything, not aggressive or anything. You're just very kind of like, could you just move out the photo? Because I'm just doing the photo shoot. And you know what? People are always fascinated and always really interested. And because Doug and I have had so many photo shoots with you now, we're quite comfortable having our photos taken in public. So it's a lot of fun. And we do get a lot of questions, don't we, about, oh, you're having the photo shoot. And then they want to know about what you're doing. And it's always really, really good fun.
Yeah, they're always asking and they're looking at you guys like, oh, who is the celebrity? Who is taking? Oh, maybe someone I know, some popular people. So I love when my clients like you guys, you was feeling so good on the front of the camera and people around the strangers, there's like looking at you. But this was more like looking like, oh, who is the people? Like, oh, maybe there are someone popular. So they look in this way.
Yeah, that's right. And I was going, it's famous. It's Tracy and Doug from UK Travel Planning. We're really famous.
Yes, that's so true.
So that's the main ones, the red phone boxes near Westminster and the London Eye. But I have got some additional little suggestions on the website as well. So the next in the top 10, with a third place or kind of set of places that you may wish to have a one of those iconic photos in London is actually somewhere with a view over London. So you've already mentioned the view that you've got over St. Paul's, but where would you say would be the best spots to go for a good view over London?
So in London, there is as well many options. And so many people might think about Sky Garden is the best option. And it's true. And it's for free. So everybody likes free stuff, me as well. But it's not the only one and not necessarily the best. Because in my opinion, like when you have to book the reservation and you might like discover about Sky Garden when you're in London and there are no free spots. So then I will suggest you to go with the Garden 120. It's on the 15th floor and it's open, beautiful area. You're going to see all around London. And this is for free and you don't have to make bookings. So you just like, oh, you hear this spot, our podcast, when you're in London. And then it's like, oh, let's go to the Garden 120. And you just can go walk in. So this is so great because you don't have to book anything and you don't have to stress like, oh, there are not going to be spots because this is open and you just come in. There are some security things like you have to leave everything in the bag. And it's something like in the airport and you just go and you go on the 15th floor and enjoy. And especially it's a great place to visit when it's like sunny weather. And you can like really take your book and read and enjoy your time in London. And another option, but you have to make a reservation, is Horizon 22. Horizon 22 is the highest free view platform offering 300 degrees view of London. It's a little bit more higher than the Garden 120 and it's so beautiful. But the another thing, what you have to pay attention, because when you're on like on so high view and the weather is not good, you're not going to see anything. Last time I went there twice, and one time, the first time when the weather was not good, I couldn't see really anything. But the another time I booked the place and it was so beautiful weather. So you might have different experience. So just take a look when you choose the date and take a look at the weather. And I would do afternoon or early evening. So then you have the chance for the sunset.
Now, the next category that we're going to talk about is those Instagram-worthy spots in London. And the first one that you're going to talk about, I have not yet been to. I can't believe that I actually have not been to Peggy Portion. I put my hand up and saying on the podcast, I have not yet been to Peggy Portion. Every time I have tried to go, I have, for some reason, I've not managed to get there. But all the photos I've seen on Instagram, and I know you've taken lots of beautiful shots there, it's a gorgeous place.
Yes, it's very nice. And the Peggy Portion have two locations. And just like, do not make the mistakes, choose the Chelsea area and it's so much better.
Okay, cool. The other Instagram-worthy places for photos?
Yeah, this would be Ellen Cafe for sure. They have so many places, not just two, but I would choose the close to the Oxford Circus station. It's on the Oxford Street, so it's very nearby station and as well pinky and very cute vibe. And I would suggest you go as well on the morning because there's plenty of people there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I have one more. And it's a little bit outside of London. It's close to the Canal Wharf. It's the second zone. But I discovered not long time ago. And I was like, wow, I have to bring my clients there. And it's called Killer Cafe Bistro. It's less popular yet because probably maybe it's going to be more popular after our podcast. And then it's like have so many nice decorations. So when you're drinking your fancy coffee, they have so colorful coffees. And then the background is so nice. So you can take some beautiful pictures there as well.
Oh, fantastic. And I know you share a tip because obviously it's always important when you're visiting any of those cafes that you order something.
Yeah. So I would still respect the business. Like, okay, we want to take the pictures, but this is someone's business, so it would be nice to order some coffee. They have very nice coffee or dessert that would be looks even nicer on the photo. So I will not just go and, oh, let's take pictures, quickly pictures, and let's go. I will still respect the business and order some like drinks or food.
Yeah, I think that's important. So number five are hidden gems in London who people may not have heard about listening on the podcast. You might go, ooh, some of these hidden gems. And Doug and I, on our first ever photo shoot with you, we actually went to Shad Thames, which we were not aware of, and had some beautiful photos with Tower Bridge in the background.
Yes, that's very true. I know Shad Thames very well because I was living around this area. So I discovered this spot when I was moving there. And then we have the chance to take pictures. I think that was like first our photo shoot.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it was our first one.
Yes.
And then we went over Tower Bridge and had some around Tower of London as well afterwards. Yeah, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But there's another fantastic place in that same area for photos. And I'm always kind of saying to people, this is somewhere, if you're on the Tower Bridge, Tower London, going to the Sky Garden, you absolutely have to go to this next place, haven't you?
Yes, that's so true. And this is like, this Shad Thames is just so close to the Tower Bridge, but everybody's so focused on Tower Bridge and, oh, relaxing, I got what I want. But if they walk just slightly few steps more further, there will be like the beautiful Shad Thames is a riverside street and with like the historical vibe, so I would definitely go and take some pictures as well. And the another thing is Dunstane. It is a church close to the Sky Garden, where you go on the view, you can, you must visit this. It's a church between London Bridge and Tower of London.
Yeah, that's St. Dunstan's in the East, which was a church built by Sir Christopher Wren, and it was bombed in World War II, and it was left as the ruined state that it was. But it's such a beautiful, quiet area. You can go and sit, and there's lots of greenery and trees. So it is a beautiful spot for a photo shoot. It's a beautiful spot to go and have a bit of lunch and just sit and enjoy it.
Yes, many people who work around this area, when we go there, visit during the lunchtime around 12, 1 p.m., that we're going to see people in the suits with the tie sitting there and eating the lunch there. So yes, it's very, very popular. So if you want to avoid the people, I will go in the morning or later after the lunch. So you don't have so many people around. But as well, there's some few rules change during the time because it started getting more popular the spot. So some places you're going to see the information you cannot go there because you cannot go there to take pictures, but still the best places that allowed you to take the photos.
Oh, that's good. And number six now, we're going to talk about some of the hotels that are beautiful to have photographs taken at.
Yes, that's very, very good place. A very good place to take the pictures is the Pancras International Hotel. It's just next to the King Cross. But just I want to mention to everybody, if you go to some places, hotels, you will need to pay attention that these are private properties, private area. And if you're not staying in the hotel, they might not allowed you to come in and take the pictures. Especially this hotel became very popular, and so many people just walk in and want to take the pictures. There is beautiful stars walking down where you can take the photos. So I will still if you want to have the pictures there, I will stay in the hotel, be a guest, or have booking a restaurant afternoon tea, because otherwise the security will come over and ask you to leave. So just pay attention on this. But yes, Pancras International Hotel is one of the best where you can take the beautiful pictures with the stars. I used to take pictures with my flying dress photo shoot, and it was just very stunning.
It is very, very beautiful. And I will say as well, backing up what Domi's saying, that if you want to have a photo shoot in any of the famous hotels, and we're talking about the St. Pancras International, because the staircase is absolutely stunning, is that you do need to make a reservation at the hotel. Please do not just walk in there and just think that you can take photos, because it's not fair on the hotel and it's not fair on the staff. It is really important always when you're taking your photos to really be considerate about where you are and what you're doing, whether that's in a hotel, whether that's in a cafe, whether that's in the street, to be honest, because you could, if you're in a queue, you get in your queue and you have your photo, and then you let the rest of the people take the photos. It's just always being considerate and thinking about everybody else.
Yeah, I totally understand as well my clients, because all tourists, because they are so excited being in London. And when you see this spot, you're you lose your mind and you're oh my God, I want to be taking pictures. And we sometimes forgot about what is very necessary.
That's so true. Now, at the moment, we are in spring. So this is a gorgeous time to be in London. This next month, actually, April and May are my favorite times for the cherry blossoms and the wisteria pictures. I have a lot of photos that I took last year at Notting Hill of the wisteria. I had wisteria hysteria, that's for sure, in the Cotswolds as well. And we had a beautiful, I just loved that photo shoot in Notting Hill with you last April. I've never had a photo shoot on my own, so that was fantastic. I felt very spoiled, I have to say.
Thank you so much. I think it was I feel like it was so much more relaxing because you have that time before, and it was alone and there was nobody around, so that was a great time. But yeah, absolutely. Now the time is a wonderful time to take pictures, especially when the cherry blooms season. If you like taking so cute pictures with the pinky flowers, we recommend it to explore the Golden Hill Park. Yeah, so the next spot would be the wisteria, and then as well Notting Hill, which we take. And I think my favorite one, because there is each corner where you go to the park is a beautiful spot with the flowers, is Regent Park. I think we didn't have the chance to go there, but I have many people they want to even have proposed photo shoot with the flowers around in Regent Park. So if you're planning to propose to your partner now during this 2 months, that's the best place to go.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to kind of switch up from spring flowers to Christmas. Now, Doug and I were over in London in December and we had a gorgeous photo shoot with you just before Christmas with all the Christmas lights. So if you're planning to be over in London later on in the year and you want to have a photo shoot just before Christmas with the Christmas lights, then Domi does a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. So yes, if you're coming to London end of November, to like really January, they take off everything. So you from end of November, you have all to December. You definitely should book photo shoot with us. And then we can take pictures like in Regent Street, Piccadilly Circus, Oxford Street, Covent Garden, and also like Ritz Hotel. They are doing very nice outdoor decoration where I'm always taking my clients to take pictures over there. And then also if you like a little bit more luxury and also this festival vibe of Christmas, I would suggest you to go to the Newborn Street, but the hidden spot I'm going to show you during our session.
Okay, no worries. Now, number 9 are movie or music spots. So Doug and I actually did go up to a famous Beatles spot and we could not believe how many people were having photos there. It was incredible. And we'd always wanted to go at Abbey Road to the crossing. And wow, that's a great place to go.
Yes, Abbey Road is very popular. And this is great when you are like in a group of people, like 5 people. So then we can take this exact copy, the exactly photo, the original photo. But as well, nothing here. Like we took the pictures over there is great for spring. But as well, if you see the Notting Hill movie and you want to feel a little bit like Julia Roberts. So that would be great spot to take pictures with the bookshop store and then as well with the blue door, so we can feel a little bit like a Julia. And this is what I suggest you. And as well, if you choose Notting Hill and you can tell me like, Domi, I want pictures with the Julia Robbins vibe, so then I will bring you there. And then next spot, if you want to you like different vibe of movies like Harry Potter, I will suggest you to go at the King Cross Station, and there's like platform 9 and where you can take the photos. But as well, to avoid people and you don't want to waste your time, I will go on the early morning so then you can have the platforms 9 photos and it's going to look so good.
Okay, and the number 10 and final category is to take a photographer with you when you take a tour. For example, if you go out with Ollie and his team on Discover Real London Black Cab Tour, who better than to take Domi in the cab with you to take those shots?
Exactly. So if you don't have so much time and you want to still have nice photos and you still want to travel around London and with the tour guide and discover the city from the historical way, so we can combine our two experience and we can do together. So Ollie is going to talk about all the historical stuff. He's going to drive you around and me, I'm going to take care of the pictures and take photos of you.
So you know what? I can't think of anything better than having Ollie take me around London to all the different sites and having you doing the photos. So you know what? When I'm back next in London, that's what I'm going to have that conversation with Ollie and you and see if we can get that organized, because I just think that would be awesome.
Yeah, this would be very fun. Like Ollie, he's amazing. Like when he's talking about all the stuff that I have no idea, or he's going to show us like hiding spot that I didn't hear about. And I will show you all my spot, hiding spot that he didn't hear. So this is like 2-in-1. So if you don't have much time, I will suggest you to do that.
It's the dream team. It is the dream team. Honestly, that is my idea of a really, really amazing day, having you two, having Ollie to the tour and you take the photos. Perfect. So like I've said, Doug and I have already had 4 photo shoots with you, and there are still so many amazing photo opportunities in London. Like you've talked about so many different in this podcast already. So I know I'm already lining up for the next time that I'm over where we can meet and have the photo shoot. And I'm going to share, so all of the categories we've gone through, Domi's got photos that we can share. So we'll put those in the show notes. So you can actually just see how amazing her work is. And I know that you're going to want to book. So share, Domi, how anybody listening can book a photo shoot with you in London.
Of course. And then we can book on my website is kaylenstudio.com/photoshoot-london. And then I have plenty of different packages from 30 minutes if you don't have so much time to 6 hours when you have plenty of time and you want to cover all London. We could do, for example, 6 hours part with Ollie and part by ourselves. So we have our private driver to show us around. And then the rest after a little bit of our private time so we can take more pictures. And then when you book, you can choose the date, you choose the time, and you have two options of payments. You can pay everything on the front, but if you prefer to pay just deposit now and later after our photo shoot rest, that's also okay. And as well, and because of Tracy, we have surprise for you. Yeah, you can say it.
Okay, so if you put in the code UKTP10, you get 10% off a photo shoot with Domi.
Exactly. So this is very good deal because I usually don't give anybody discounts, but because I really like the group of Tracy on Facebook, I love you guys. I just want to see you. And to our podcast people as well, I just love your feedback and reading your comments. That's why we also offer you 10% off.
So that's brilliant. So thanks so much, Domi, for coming on the podcast again. As always, talking about just how much you love London. It always comes through and how well you know it and how good you are at being able to choose the right spots for people to get those iconic images. You take those shots that people can take away and can remember forever.
Exactly. Right. Thank you so much for having me.
You can find a link to Domi's website and also the discount code in this week's show notes, which you can find at uktravelplanner.com/94. I will also include some of the beautiful photographs that Domi has taken of us during our photo shoots in some of these iconic London locations. Do book with her as soon as possible. She is very popular and does get booked up with good reason. She's absolutely wonderful. Also, I'd like to ask a quick favour. If you enjoy our podcast and you are listening weekly and you find all the information that we share helpful and useful to you when planning your trip to the UK, we would love it if you could leave us a review for this podcast, wherever it is that you download your podcast, whether it's Apple or Spotify or wherever. We would really, really like it if you could do that for us. We just love reading those lovely reviews from you. So thanks so much for taking the time to do that. That just leaves me to say until next week's episode, which will be a trip report. Thank you so much for tuning in and happy UK travel planning.